This week, we've been meeting some incredible young women. Today, it's young Cantabrian, who is one of the creators of a multicultural cookbook called Spoonful of Spice. It's the final interview in our series, sparked by the YWCA's inaugural Y25 list, which celebrates 25 trailblazing women under the age of 25, and one of them is just 18. Her name is Tulsi Lathia, and she joins me now. Hi, Tulsi.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you. Congratulations on making this list.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell us, now you have not been in New Zealand your whole life. Tell us when you moved here and under what circumstances.
Sure. So I moved to New Zealand when I was about 3 years old. I was born in India, in Gujarat, and I've lived here ever since, apart from 2 years after the earthquake when my family moved back for business in India. So I definitely do count myself a New Zealander, but I am definitely Indian at the roots.
And how did you attract the attention of this, the people putting together this list? I understand it was a cookbook.
Yes. So our cookbook is consisting of some recipes and stories from Christchurch citizens who have not lived in Christchurch for their whole lives. So we collected a group of them and asked if they would be comfortable in sharing their story and how they move from their country of origin to here in Christchurch and what their journey has been like, because we know that there is a cultural gap here in New Zealand that sometimes might not be addressed appropriately. And so we wanted to see how we could bridge that gap using food as a common medium, because it's something that really ties together cultures that are like miles apart.
Was it hard putting this cookbook together?
It was definitely a mission, because we had to deal with so many people around sensitive issues. So it actually took us around 2 years to get all the recipes and the stories and put them all together in this book, which was designed by one of my teammates, Lucy Johnson. So it was all done in-house. We didn't have much assistance from any like big companies. It was just us, and our school helped us a lot as well.
A lot of work and nothing obvious that you're getting out of it. So why were you so driven to do it?
Well, being a migrant myself, I did see that there was a gap where a gap of understanding, really, between perhaps New Zealanders and those who haven't been New Zealanders for long, like myself. And I felt that by contributing to this project and bringing my kind of experience, I was able to kind of work towards bridging that gap and not really in the sense getting out any profit from this, because of course it's a social enterprise, but kind of having that feeling that I've done something to help the cause that I'm passionate about.
And do you have any sort of favourite recipes in the cookbook?
I don't want to sound biased, but my mum is in the cookbook. And
oh yeah, tell me about that recipe then.
Definitely, yeah.
What's it called?
It's actually called Pav Bhaji. And it's like a veggie mixture with a side of toasted buns, so it's absolutely delicious. Definitely recommend trying it if you end up getting the book.
Yeah. And what other nationalities are represented in the cookbook?
So we've got a whole range of people from like Iran to Quebec to Indonesia, Malaysia, India. But yeah, we've tried to have a huge spread all over the world and just show how multicultural we are here in New Zealand and how many people kind of choose this little corner of the world to be their home by choice.
Yeah. Can you still buy the book? I've had a look on your website. It doesn't seem to be available.
So we've actually just got a very small amount of books left, but they are available through Rangiroo's patron base website, where you can just order them for shipping or pick up.
Okay, what's next for you then? Do you have high hopes for what you want to do in your career?
I really want to take this kind of idea of bringing multicultural sensitivity in our community and kind of help run events that do that, because I have actually, before the lockdown, I was working on an event called the Indian Food and Culture Days, where we kind of share our culture with people wanting to learn more about it, with like free cooking classes and stuff at my parents' supermarket. So I was working with my dad on that, which was quite good.
Love it. Hey, well, if you're ever doing anything like that again, drop me a note and I'll be happy to spread the word, help out where I can. Sounds like a wicked idea.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
Tulathia, who has been named on the YWCA's Y25 list, 25 young women achieving big things under the age of 25.